West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate what they are describing as unattended deaths of two adults with apparent gunshot wounds at a residence in the 1500 block of Carrollton-Tyus Road in Carrollton. The description suggests that the two died without anyone present to witness or confirm the passing, and this would also suggest that a suspect is not at large, although investigators had not confirmed that as of Friday morning. Deputies secured the scene and conducted interviews on Thursday. As of Friday morning, the identities of the individuals were being withheld pending further family notification. At least one Villa Rica City Council person is taking umbrage with a letter sent to the City of Gold's City Council from the American Civil Liberties Union that the city's public comment policies and actions towards public comment are unconstitutional. The letter, dated February the 10th, claimed that during a December 10th, 2024 City Council meeting, council members threatened and removed citizens who spoke in opposition to a proposed road project. The letter continued, "The hostile reactions to the comments violates First Amendment protections and infringes on people's rights to speak freely on an issue of public concern." ACLU of Georgia Legal Director Corey Isaacson adding that the public comment policy adopted the month after that incident, requiring speakers to disclose their name and address and banning comments vaguely deemed personal, impertinent, slanderous, or profane is unconstitutional and creates a chilling effect on free expression. However, in a letter to WLBB Radio this week, Villa Rica's Ward 2 councilman, also an attorney, Matthew Momtahan, contends that it is clear that the ACLU's letter was written without a full understanding of the underlying facts, or it was written based on misinformation provided to the letter's author. Momtahan cites an example. He says the letter claims the council changed the public comment policy to require the speaker to provide his or her address, and that the policy now prohibits, quote, personal, impertinent, slanderous, and profane remarks. He says these provisions have been part of the city's public comment policy for at least as long as he has served on city council. Additionally, he says the updated parts of the public comment policy, which were not addressed in the letter, have all been adopted in neighboring cities and counties. Momtahan further states comments made by him during the December 2024 city council meeting, in which he was responding to allegations of wrongdoing spread and spoken about him during previous public comment periods and on social media, were not threats. In fact, he claims his statements actually invited those making the false allegations to present their allegations to whatever relevant adjudicatory body or authority so that those allegations could be properly investigated. Thus, he says he was inviting participation in the public process, not trying to limit public participation. I'm Colin Worthington.